chanting Hare Krishna always appears to be a Herculean task for a growing sadhaka devotee. But it is said in the scriptures that one has to accept the permanent solution if one really wants to get out of this world once and for all. Just like you go to a doctor, he gives you a painkiller. Painkiller is not the permanent solution. It's only a short-term relief. Again, the pain is going to be perceived eventually. But one has to go to the root cause of the problem. Just like if there is a dead rat in a room, you can put some Odonil and other things for some time. The flavor will temporarily arrest the bad smell. But sooner or later, we will find again the smell coming. One has to go to the root of the problem, which is the dead rat. You have to identify it, pull it out and throw it. Then the smell is gone forever. In the same manner, chanting of Hare Krishna is a permanent solution. And a permanent solution always takes a longer time. Just like we sometimes have a bitter pill, which is a costly medicine, you have to pay also more money, it's bitter also in taste, but that's what is going to bring about the permanent solution to the disease. And a painkiller may be even sweet, but it is a very short-term relief. In the same manner, our general tendency in this world is to find out some immediate relief for the sufferings of the body and mind, and remain in a comfortable state there, not working for ultimate relief out of this material world, which will involve tremendous effort. Without making a tremendous effort, one cannot get out of this world. One has to pay the price. Recently, I was hearing from His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, speaking from the Sararta Darshini, Sanatana Goswami's Tika of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was telling, the Lord has two types of Shaktis. One is called the Satya Sankalpa Shakti. The Shakti with which the Lord performs His colorful pastimes. The Lord wants to play, when the Lord wants to enjoy with His devotees, then this Leela Shakti, which is called the Satya Sankalpa Shakti, helps them. And there is also Vibhuti Shakti, which is the Shakti that offers the facility to the Lord to manifest His greatness, like the Vishwarupa Darshan. Sometimes Lord shows Vishwarupa Darshan, or when He opens His mouth, He shows entire Brahmanda and His body and all that. So the Vibhuti Shakti becomes subordinate to the Satya Sankalpa Shakti so that it can facilitate the Lord to enjoy varieties of pastimes in His, when the Lord comes to this world. And you know the pastime of Krishna stealing the butter when Mother Yashoda became very angry with Krishna. She took a stick in her hand and started chasing Krishna. And Krishna ran away. And as you know, Krishna need not even run. Krishna can walk and He can make everyone else run. Still they can't catch Him. As you know how He made Kalayavana run behind Him, but He could never catch. Similarly, He made Jarasandha chase Krishna in chariots and with horses and everything. Huge army, but He could never touch Krishna. But still, you'll find Mother Yashoda very easily caught Krishna by His hand. And then when she was trying to bind Krishna, it was very difficult. So it is explained there how there is a third Shakti of the Lord, which is called as Kripa Shakti, which melts the heart of the Lord and makes Him conquerable. When He sees His devotee's sincerity and endeavor, then the Lord's heart melts. Then all the other two Shaktis go to the background. Lord's desire to do what He wants to do are the Lord's Shaktis which support Him by giving Him Vibhuti. All these things go to the background. The Kripa Shakti becomes dominant. And in this way, the Lord's heart is melted, by which He becomes subordinate to His own devotee. So Girdhar Swami was explaining the same thing will happen in the chanting of the holy name. That most people give a little try or a little more try, and when they don't get a taste in chanting of the holy name, they immediately turn to the worldly things. They allow the mind to get distracted by plan making, business, or they go to sleep, or they just... The easiest thing to do is to ignore the chanting of the holy name and become preoccupied with something else so that the time will pass very easily. But that's not what is going to lead us to the solution. Only those who persist in constantly endeavoring, satatam kirtayantomam jatantaschadridavrataha, Krishna says, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, these great souls, they bow down to me. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasati. They are engaged every single day. Not that they do 1 or 2 days or 3 days and they give it up, becoming hopeless. So, such a kind of sincere endeavor on the part of the devotee in order to attentively focus on the holy names while chanting Hare Krishna every day. A devotee never considers his failure a failure at all. That is what is said, enthusiasm means how high you rise when you are dropped to the ground. That's one definition of enthusiasm. Just like a ball, you drop to the ground, it jumps up. So, we need that renewed vigor and enthusiasm every single day. Nitya yukta means every day we have to be engaged like that. When that endeavor is shown from the part of a devotee, then it has to melt the heart of the Lord. And it has to make Krishna offer himself to the devotee. Because Krishna sees that the devotee is not ready to accept anything short of himself. So then Krishna will give himself to the devotee. Suddenly, none of us can say that I have done my best in chanting of the holy name. There is much more homework to do. So every day when we chant, we can remember this endeavor of Mother Yashoda. She was sweating and fuming and trying to tie Krishna. And Krishna saw that this lady, this mother, she is so determined. She is ready to spend all day with me. Simply trying to tie all the ropes together and tie me up. And Krishna feels jolly to be defeated by his own devotee. In this way, there is a tug of war now. Whether Krishna will not manifest when we chant his holy names, or whether we will win by endeavoring in the right way and conquering Krishna and make him become manifest in the holy name. And we are not alone. The entire disciplic succession of the acharyas and all the devotees are around us. Their blessings are around us. So this endeavor should always be kept. Because if we become slack in our endeavor, there is no other possibility of gaining entrance into Krishna's form, pastimes, qualities, activities and other things. All of them which have their source beginning from the holy name. Holy name is the key. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.